Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Anna and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I lived in my townhouse for 13 years, Raven.
Right.
I only knew one neighbor's name.
Right. And I don't think you liked that neighbor, right? If I recall correctly.
No. The neighbor that I knew the name, I liked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the other ones that I didn't like. I didn't know any of their names. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
So now you're in a real neighborhood, though.
Yeah, and everybody's nice. And I am so bad at remembering people's names. And I made it a point in my head. We live in a nice neighborhood now. I want to know my neighbors. You know, I want to know their names. You know,
right.
So first thing yesterday, you know, we close on the house. We're all very excited. Mm-hmm. The neighbors come over. They're very nice.
Hi, we're the neighbors.
We live right here, you know, diagonally from you.
Right.
And I'm all excited. I'm like, this is happening. I live in a neighborhood. These
I got to be a grown up. I got to remember these people. I got to talk to these people.
So I repeat her name. And then I'm like, don't forget his name. Don't forget his name. And I already have it in my head that I'm going to write everyone's name down and where they live so I can, like, remember.
It's a good idea.
The minute I turn around and walk away, I forget his name. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, you know. Like a true psychopath,
right.
I go on the city website, pull up the tax records so I can find his name. And I'm thinking, there's got to be a better way to remember people's names.
Yeah, well, there's a trick. In my neighborhood, you know, we kind of had the same thing. Like, everybody, fantastic. It's a real neighborhood. Everybody comes over. A woman made me a beautiful cake, all these different things. I called her the wrong name for a year.
She made you a cake and you didn't remember
her
name?
She made us a cake and everything. She's come over and hung out. Like, I called her the wrong name for a year. And I'm not just talking, like, called her the wrong name, like, once or twice. I'm talking about being at my mailbox and her being three doors down and me yelling, hey, this person, with the wrong name.
Wait a minute. Doesn't she correct you?
No. So I think it was like a game on their side, too.
Right.
So now I've got that worked out. But you know what I always do is I never actually try and remember names because we meet a lot of people just, you know, working here or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I do is I go, hey, this is my wife, Alicia. And then I nudge her and she goes, and you are?
Right.
She acts like it was just a prompt. Here's the problem, though, is that Alicia forgets like basically 50% of the time.
So my husband knows that I'm like that. So we do a similar kind of thing.
Right.
You know, if I'm like, hey, it's my husband, Paul. And then I quickly be quiet. He knows to jump right in. But I'm just thinking, there's got to be a way that people can easily remember people's names. Like, there's got to be tricks.
The boss was telling me yesterday, his thing is he has to say a person's name three times inside of 60 seconds. That's what he has to say.
That seems very strange.
He has to work it into once. Well, our boss is strange. I mean, you know.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
So what is he like? Hey, Bob, nice to meet you. So what are you doing tonight, Bob?
Right.
Hey, Bob, have you ever
Bob,
seen...
what do you do for a living?
Bob,
what is it that you do? That kind of thing.
There's got to be an easier way to do it, like a mind trick without having to embarrass yourself like that.
I think it's for every different person. You know, everybody's going to have a different thing. Maybe one person sings it. Maybe another person has to say it. Maybe somebody has to write it.
Right.
People used to tell me writing. 1-800-330-9999. If you got a trick, we're curious to find out, how do you remember people's names?
Right, so I can stop looking up people's tax records like a psychopath.
Start.
I just moved yesterday, and for the first time, I was meeting neighbors coming by, and I'm trying to figure out how to remember their names because I'm really, really bad with that.
Right. You can do what me and my wife do is I walk up, introduce her, and then she goes, and you are? Because I never actually try.
Right, yeah. I would like to just remember because I've been looking up people's tax records on our street, which sounds
it's
like
a little creepy.
They're gonna think I'm creepy.
We
know?
All do it though.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Hey Angela, what do you do to remember people's names?
Yes, I do. What I usually do when I meet somebody, whatever their name is, like let's say it's Dana, then I associate it with somebody else I know that's named Dana. So I say, oh, my sister's name is Dana. And then if you just think about it for a couple minutes, the next time you see them, you'll say, oh, she has the same name as my sister.
Oh, this is just going to be so much trouble in my iPhone contact list. Dana this one, Dana that one. Do you do the thing, too? Like, when I put somebody in my phone, if I don't actually know their last name or if I feel like I'm going to forget it, I put, like, Dana with the crazy eyes.
Oh, no.
Dana with the crazy mohawk. You know, that kind of thing.
I put wherever they're from. So one of my girlfriends who's now become one of my best friends, she's an instructor at LA Fitness. So she still gets mad because whenever she, like, calls me, it says Rita LA Fitness.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's how I know you.
That's a good way too. Associate them with a place.
You know, one thing that I saw here, we were mentioning the boss uses the name three times inside of 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's on his list. I got a little science here. It says meet and repeat. When you get somebody's names, don't just nod and continue the conversation. Try to plug the name in to what you're saying and what you're actually talking about. Two, spell it out. Three, associate. So what, like she was saying, is find another Dana or whatever, something related to. Four, make connections. So
okay.
LA Fitness, that would fit in there.
Right.
And number five, the biggest one they say, choose to care. If you don't care.
No, but I do care.
If you have no intent in actually paying attention and making it your business to learn, then you will never learn it.
No, but I do care. I'm trying so hard. I want to know people's names.
You know when I remember? When I need to borrow one of their tools.
Right. If you want to chime in on this, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven and let us know. How do you remember people's names?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin. Which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.